much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Wake up, Dominica, wake up.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Wake up and do something positive for the country.
No matter if we just let it be. Oh no, the world won't get no better. We gotta change again, just you and me.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell.
They
don't have so very long before their judgment day.
If you're in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world, good morning to you. Wake up! This is...
Wake up.
A big welcome to... The Hot Set. If you're here to love me or love to hate me... Love to love me, good morning to you. We may agree to disagree, but at the end of it all,
yeah, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Oh,
a very important lines there. The world won't get any better if we just let it be. We will agree sometimes to disagree.
Morning, I wake up just for the breath of life. I thank my maker, my mind.
On the internet, our various frequencies this morning.
He said, take us back to
Digicel Play Mapping 2K4, channel 97. Digicel Play
on my sleeve, even when I fell.
Channel 100.
The days and weave through the maze, and the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging, earthquakes, wars and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than
TuneInRadio.com. Good morning.
So God lived through us.
Wake up, everybody, wake up. As I said, we'll be talking in a few minutes. But before I introduce Wadix this morning, I want to play, you know, an insert that seemed to be, you know, in my mind all night last night. Woke up to that this morning. It's Mr. Chong out of Jamaica, and his sentiments about, you know, the way we treat the press in the region. I'm talking about politicians. Let's listen a bit.
We're growing, and we see the signs of growth, because when you look outside, you see cranes in the sky now, and that is growth, when you see a lot of cranes going up and buildings going up. Two things that helped us in this regard are a strong private sector and a very strong media. One of the things in this region that we have, which we have to cherish, is freedom of the press. We don't know that we have it until we lose it. It's very, very critical.
How can we grow, Dominica, if we don't have a free press? Just thought I should drop it before I speak with my good friend, Wadix himself, in the media in Dominica, doing a very good job. Good morning to you, Wadix. Your sentiments exactly?
Exactly.
A free press?
Good morning to you, man.
Good morning to you. Good morning, yes.
For the Hot Seat, the most talked about talk show on radio. It's a pleasure to be in your company as usual, my brother. And it's a pleasure to be on the Hot Seat. I must say it's a privilege to be speaking to and communicating and actually conversing with billions, I gather, from...
Yes, billions all over the world, for sure.
I gather from the last survey you made. Billions all over, and it's a pleasure to be... Yes, I think a strong press is very important. At least it actually documents what transpires throughout and every sector of society. And it's important that, you know, it's liberal as possible and independent as possible. That's just what I think meat you should be from the little little research I've done and the little that I have learnt during my time in the media.
All right, thank you, Alex. What's going on?
Well, there's a special place on the West Coast called Sardonyx. It's the best kept secret.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure how many people have actually discovered this lovely place, but on route to the north, if you actually moving across to the north, heading across, traversing to the north, there's a lovely little place on the left, just when you enter in, just after you enter the entrance to Meru. It's called Sardonyx, and it's the best kept secret on the West Coast. And I must say, I've discovered this place, and so far, I must say, it is one of the finest.
Very relaxing, too.
Very relaxing.
A view of the Caribbean Sea.
This was so therapeutic. Matt, I was having an actual, you know, difficult day, challenging day yesterday.
And you just drove down?
Lots of rain, and I decided to actually take a little drive. And there was a lovely mix, you know, nice fusion, some rain, and the Mirror Beach just underneath, and lots of, you know, activities taking place. By the way, it's the summer, and perfect place to actually relax. And here is what's taking place. It's history taking place at the Sardonyx. The first ever, Matt, and I want to really reiterate this,
uh-huh,
the first ever children happy hour. First ever in Dominica.
Never heard of that.
Yes, you have never heard of that. Nowhere in the world, actually. And we must say a special big up to Jeez, Giselle. I hope you're feeling much better this morning, my dear. Rel,
some
Angel.
Challenges there, huh?
Man, she is just a power of strength. So whatever you're doing, darling, I just want to really big you up in a very special way. What a powerful lady. I hope you can get a chance to interview her sometime. One of the youngest playwrights ever in Dominica.
And now lying on her bed, can't walk.
Well, she is getting on, I must say. She has a lot of faith, and tremendous faith, I must say. And she believes in her father with everything, and let's hope that everything can, you know, fall into place for her. What a very special young lady. And she came up with this beautiful idea. Children, happy hour. You have your kids and do not know how to get them entertained. Well, here is a special opportunity to do so. It's the summer. And just from the 24th, and we're going to be doing that every Saturday, just for 2 hours, you could take your children down to the Sardonyx restaurant and bar, the first building you will see on the left if you're heading down to the north. If you live in Roseau, heading down to the north. And here are some of what the children can enjoy. They could enjoy good reading. They could read against each other, mm-hmm, and win prizes, dips, popcorn, candy, cotton candy, ice cream, lots of music and excitement. And listen to the menu. I mean, the children, you cannot have children in an area and don't have
good food. What time are we talking about?
4 to 6 every Saturday from the 24th. Spaghetti and meatballs. You could also have some roadside sliders with chips and or chicken tenders with fries, hot dogs and fries. Me, myself, and I pizza. I'm not sure if you have heard of this one.
No.
Me, myself, and I pizza, cheese balls, and the chicken tenders. And the nice thing, we know that the adults have cocktails. For the children, we have in mocktails. And the cranberry kiss is one of those. And my favorite, I tried it yesterday just to sample, is the little pink Rita. And it's a virgin pink grapefruit margarita, Matt. And listen to the name again. And you could actually write it down so you could ask for it and request it. It's a little pink Rita. It's the virgin pink grapefruit margarita. And we also have the pina colada for the adults. But for the children, we have the pina nolada. So the children can also have their happy hour and celebrating. Also, we have the Roy Rogers and the Shirley Temple. So from the 24th of June, we'll be having the special children happy hour. And at, you know, ridiculous prices, $5, $6, $10 for a combo. And you get a drink with your combo. And the most important thing, it's a fun-filled atmosphere. We get a chance to actually socialize children music. They will request their songs, and they could do that in advance. I will give you the numbers that you can request the songs, and we will get that played for you. So it's just 2 hours of children just come in and have a lovely party. I'm not sure if you remember the days of the party with soft drink and cake, Matt,
mm-hmm,
and then the songs from the record player, you have to wait for the next song. Well, we're trying to bring back those kind of days, because things have gone so quick. We have gone so quick, and that we don't, you know, we have really thought of the children. We are so busy doing what we're doing and getting our ends to meet, and that's what Sardonyx is pride in doing. By the way, if you're looking for catering for birthdays, for weddings, for corporate dinners and lunches, also workshops, if you're having a luxurious banquet, well, we cater to your needs and you know, make your dreams realities at the Sardonyx. You could give us a call at 449-4373. And you can take that down, give you a chance to get your pens and paper together. And once again, if you're celebrating birthdays, we'll just have an intimate gathering with family and friends, getting some friends over, socialize, having, and you want some, you know, lovely eats in between, then we can cater for that for birthdays, for weddings, corporate lunches and dinners, workshop banquets, and the numbers are 449-437-3, 225-437-3, 277-4563, and 295-5011. And for the adults, if you're looking to actually come and dine in style and comfort and feel that you, well, let me tell you something, it could be so demanding and challenging on the body, on the mind, body, and soul, and you would know about that. A stressful day, you need to free up sometimes. And what better to take a lovely drive on the West Coast? We are open Mondays between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Perfect for, you know, for those who are on the hard driving, hard chamber, working chamber. Tuesdays to Saturdays, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if you intend on having a special occasion on a Sunday, we could open by request. Another thing that we'll be having, and this time we're having a wine and cheese party. And that's on July 30th. Wine and cheese, you get on entrance, you get your wine and cheese. And you got some of the best delicacies ever. I mean, I must say, munchy and crunchy and appetizing. Only at Saturnix. Dr. Miguel Labadi, one of the finest in terms of DJing in Dominica, will be at a special function, and that's July 30. Just want to remind you of that particular date. Book that date. July 30, wine and cheese party at the Saturnix. And if you are in the Canefield area, you're looking for a quick lunch, a quick bite, you know, a quick snack or so at the Canefield Industrial site, it's a wrap. And that's just across Lyricon. Just rush across there. You're possibly in the Canefield vicinity doing some business, mm-hmm. or just, you know, possibly on the beach. You know, there's that Donkey Beach. I'm not sure if the name has changed. So much activity is going down there, Matt. I'm not sure when last year have you visited that area.
No, it's a long, long time.
Donkey Beach.
Yes.
Over 20 years.
But some great memories, though.
Over 20 years.
Yes.
Memories of sea bathing or other things?
You have the right one.
Well, if you were possibly doing like what Matt used to do 20 years ago, and just hanging around, cooling out, you could just want a quick, and you want a quick bite, well, there's a place called It's the Wrap. It's, you know, you could grab something quick and hot. And also, we make it on the spot, so nothing to worry about, bad stomach or so. And if you're in the north, we have this Clara House. It's just adjacent, opposite the Ross University. You're looking for office space, luxurious office space, or prestigious office space. And we have that available for you. That's at Picard in Portsmouth at a reasonable rate. And you can just have a discussion with us, and we will see how we can facilitate you. Located in the heart of Picard. And that's opposite Ross University, remote space. It's ideal for local and out-of-state business. And I will give you the number to call. It's 277-4567-315-3737-295-5011. But it's all about the children happy. You're the first ever. And we really want to make this a monumental occasion for the children during the summer and beyond, looking for some, you know, some form of clean socializing activity. No longer the days of the merry-go-round and the playing of the hopscotch and the hoop-say-way. And, you know, we will have some lovely reading, you know, bring back the Nancy Drew and bring back the Hattie Boys. Those days where you can actually do some reading and music, entertainment, music at your leisure. The children music, and then you could, you know, have some ice cream if you choose, popcorn, and have some dips. And then we have the children menu and the mocktails. And my favorite again is the little pink Rita. It's the virgin pink grapefruit margarita. And I know for you, Matt, you can bring the next West Indies player and the next Barcelona player.
All in one.
I cook it and football all in one. The masterpiece, the whole package. And as for the pina nolada, it's the equivalent to the pina colada for the adults. So once again, thank you, Matt.
I love the idea. Yes. Let the children be children,
absolutely. And I made pass by, gave a few jokes of yesteryear. Play a little Cash Cash My Bell and introduce them to some of the games of yesteryear. And if I pass around as early as possible, we may do some ring games and play a little Hoop Sewe in Mero. So once again, Matt.
Well, I'd explain ring games.
Yes, you have to. You see, you have to allow the children, like you say, to be children. Those days they raise up so quick and the content of what they actually socialize with.
So we start off when?
At 4 on the 24th.
Okay.
So Matt, once again, thank you. Thank Mr. G. And it's a pleasure to once again be. It's a privilege to be on Hot Seat. And that's where you actually get democracy, entertainment, and also information. Blessings to you, my brother. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Let the children be children. June 24th, Sardonyx on the West Coast. We're coming back to talk. Spending some time with the children.
Children are all grown up way before their time. Society doesn't draw a clear distinction between the behavior appropriate for adults and for children. Parents should develop an eye for what their child is absorbing. Control the flow of material that is influencing. Because children don't play children games anymore. It's uncensored music, TV, and the streets they're going for. But I pray one day we'll revert to the good old days when children were children.
We start to talk of this time. We're going to come back right after this.
Advertise where everyone's listening. Advertise on Q95 today. Get more bang for your buck. Talk shows, news, sports, music shows, entertainment events, weekend shows, news week reviews, early morning shows, evening and daytime shows, hot tips on health, nutrition, security, traffic, weather, environment, and more. Place your display banners on the Q95 website, www.q95da.com, with live links to your own website. Advertise on Q95, your one-stop shop for audio and video streaming, breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Advertise on Q95. Get value for your money. Call 767-448-5822 today. The Big Station.
Let the whole world know this is how we
dads are equally special to us, and Flo got an awesome deal for dad this Father's Day. Keep dad connected with a Samsung Galaxy J2 Prime for as low as $479, plus a free 7-day combo plan with 500 megabytes data, 300 anywhere local minutes, and 300 texts. Let's make a plan for Father's Day with Flo. Visit discoverflo.co for more. Available at Flo and all partner locations. Happy Father's Day from Flo.
All right, good morning, Dominica, and of course on the line with me at this time we have a stop coming up with the National Bank of Dominica. But before that, we want to talk to Mr. Wayne Nordy, attorney at law. Of course, he's one maybe hiding what the challenge to stop what is going on at the Botanic Gardens. There is a move to, what do you say, pour some concrete on Jack's Walk in the Botanic Gardens. Mr. Wayne Nordy is against this totally. Mr. Wayne Nordy, good morning. Welcome, sir.
Morning, Matt. Morning to all local listeners.
All right. I'm happy.
Regionally and internationally.
I'm happy that you could join us here for a few minutes. Mr. Wayne Nordy, what is your concern this morning?
Well, not only my concern, but concerns of many, is that the Ministry of Tourism has an ongoing project to lay concrete steps along the Jack's Walk Trail. And myself and others, and exercise enthusiasts and others, have filed actually an application for prohibition in the court. And yesterday we got an ex parte order in that regard.
So what is this order really about? To stop what?
To stop the laying of concrete steps and or concrete or gravels on the Jack's Walk Trail.
So there's a move as we speak, or there was a move? Was a move?
Yes, as I said, we obtained an interim relief yesterday. And the order, I think, by now it should be served. And work will be stopped immediately.
All right, so that is being undertaken by the Ministry of Tourism, you say?
Yes.
The Ministry of Tourism. Why are you so, concerned or moved by that?
Well, one, I can tell you that myself and others, we use the trail, I can say, daily.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We use the trail daily. And as you know, what the consequences of jogging or walking on concrete can the effect it can have on the knees. But not only that, there's a greater interest in that Jack's Walk has this historical value going back to the 1780s. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you've ever been on the trail on the format. Have you ever been?
Yes, I have walked in my school days on the Jack's Walk, and the SMA usually use that track as part of the what we used to call it then. Yes, cross country trail. We used to use it a lot there in those days. I still think it's being used. And you think it's dangerous?
No, I don't think it's dangerous.
No, I'm talking about pouring concrete on this could make it dangerous.
Imagine falling on.
I don't know, we seem to be losing the lawyer there, but we'll come back to that. Mr. Wayne Nordy, thank you very much. We seem to be losing contact with you. I don't know if you may be in the wrong area. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
All right, you're hearing me very, very clearly. But I want to say I'm sure you will be commended, and a lot of people will give you support, and I will talk to you again sometime later. We have a stop now with the National Bank of Dominica. But again, Mr. Wayne, congratulations to you. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne Nordy, the attorney at law, taking a move there to stop the pouring of concrete by the Ministry of Tourism on Jack's Walk in the garden. So we'll talk after NBD about that. We're coming right back.
Let the whole world know this is how.
Dads are equally special to us, and Flo got an awesome deal for Dad this Father's Day. Keep Dad connected with a Samsung Galaxy J2 Prime for as low as $479, plus a free 7-day combo plan with 500 megabytes data, 300 anywhere local minutes, and 300 texts. Let's make a plan for Father's Day with Flo. Visit discoverflo.co for more. Available at Flo and all partner locations. Happy Father's Day from Flo. Thank you.
day and welcome to MoneyWise, a financial education program presented by the National Bank of Dominica Limited, in which we seek to make you a better financial thinker and decision maker. I am your host, Emmeline Steadman. Today, we'll be focusing on cards, and our guest is Shawn Andre. He is a cards analyst from NBD's Card Operations Department. So let's jump right into it, Shawn, as we have lots to discuss. Firstly, we would like you to educate.
You've asked for it. We heard you. Call it All Fathers and Public Servants. Come on down to Auto Trade Limited and take advantage on great deals on all our vehicles. Free alignment, free balancing, free servicing, gift vouchers, tire rotation for life, and extremely low down payment. If you are a father and you are also a public servant, you get double bubble. Double the amount of giveaways, double the amount of great service. For more information, call 255-6800 or our sales department at 613-2496. Auto Trade Limited
is more than a vehicle.
It's a relationship.
All right, just some news coming in to us at this time. The breaking news that the store of Muslim was broken into last night, and all the gold jewelry, reported to me by a staff member there, all gold jewelry was taken from the Muslim store last night. So big burglary again at the Muslim store. We just want to tell you about that, and we'll try to find more information as we have it coming in and give you more details a little later. But we're going to be talking to our good folks here at the National Bank of Dominica. An open house, I was told, coming up in the next few days. June 17th, Saturday, 11 a.m., Goodwill Parish Hall. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am very wonderful, thank you.
I saw you brought a whole delegation there.
That's right.
What's going on?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to all our listeners and all staff at NBD who may be listening today.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Lisa Latouche, Marketing Officer at the National Bank of Dominica. And we're very excited, Matt, because we have a very wonderful forum coming up this Saturday, and it's our open house.
Okay.
And that's what we're here to talk to you and our listeners about today. And it's at the Goodwill Parish Hall, as you said, at 11 a.m. And this forum is for people who may be thinking about purchasing land, buying or building their home, renovating, implementing energy saving strategies. And it's a free event.
Okay.
It's a free event. We have with us here today Mr. Naren Murphy, who is a credit officer at the National Bank of Dominica. Naren, say hi to Dominica.
Hi, pleasant. Good morning to all the listeners of Q&A.
Naren usually comes here, but in a different capacity.
Yes, right, madam. I'm here not as the trendsetter, but as Naren Murphy, credit and business development officer. I'm really here to lend support to the event on Saturday and to provide advice, guidance to our customers as it relates to the requirements of mortgages, land loans, etc.
All right. Okay. Who else do we have here with us?
We also have Mr. Eric Schillingford from the Planning Division, and Mr. Owani Simon, also from the Marketing Department of NBD.
So what is really the objective of Saturday's exercise? Maybe you can tell us about that.
Yes. Well, Matt, we're in the banking industry. And as you can imagine, we deal with a lot of people who may be building their homes. And over the years, we've seen people make costly errors.
Okay.
And we would like to minimize the amount of errors that people make. And constructing is a long-term commitment. And you can imagine the average person builds a home once in their lifetime.
Okay.
Some might build two or three, those, you know, a little lucky. But most people will do it once. And therefore, they do not know the process that obtains when from purchasing land to building a home. So some people are confused. On Saturday, we are bringing various stakeholders in that industry in one location, so people can get all the information that they need as pertains to building.
All right, let's ask the credit officer how difficult or how easy it is to get a loan from the NBD to build your home.
It's a very simple process once you can satisfy the bank with the necessary requirements.
All right.
So, for instance, if you need a mortgage, you need to first have your billing plans, your estimates, and, well, obviously your salary, your confirmation, job letter and whatnot. If you don't have those, then we can't really start off the process. So as I said, once the information is available and we can assess you, then it's a real smooth transition into coming in and probably getting out with some form of approval or a deferment, or giving you probably advice to go back and return to us.
Now, some people say, and this is the biggest criticism I've heard, not only of NBD but other banks as well, you know, you have to get a loan from the bank. They ask you all, anything about your mother, your nan, and you know, we hear that every day. How do you defend this?
Well, that's not necessarily correct.
Okay.
What we do, we have to, it's part of our assessment. So, for instance, a common problem I encounter at times, someone may come for a loan, they are probably in business, and I may ask, okay, could you present me a copy of your curriculum vitae? And you may feel a bit offended. But what I'm really trying to do is to ensure that I present the best possible case for you, to show how marketable you are. Yes, you may be working at Q95 now, but because you have a degree in broadcasting, the scope is wide open. You could find a job somewhere in the region. So you're not just limited to NBD. So you may find on the onset that, hey, he asked me for my CD, you want to mind my business? But really, I'm really trying to present the best possible case for you. So it is the information. Once you can present the information, and we don't ask you for irrelevant information, we ask you for information that will simplify the process.
It'll help the package, and the total package.
Right. Okay. So that's a misconception that is out there that we would like to just like get out of the way.
I think the marketing officer want to add something, like you're tempted to say something too. All right, okay, thank you very much. Now we have the planning officer. How do you get involved in that process? Okay. And why is it very important?
Good morning to you, Matt. Good morning to the listening public. And so my name is Eric Schillingford, Development Control Officer, Physical Planning Department.
All right, what is your job?
We are really happy and excited that the bank has involved us in the whole process, because too many times planning is not involved in the process until and unless a problem comes up. What we've seen over the years, people trying to build their dream home, they encounter many difficulty, frustrations. One, they buy land in areas where you have unauthorized subdivisions, and then the planning process cannot go forward because the developer did not apply for planning permission, and so the plans cannot go forward. Now, let me tell you, for you, when you buy land in an unauthorized subdivision, then although the developer will have asked you to pay for service land, that means provision of roads, motorable roads, all-weather roads, water, electricity, and the like. When you will have built that home, you find that those services are not available. Too many times people figure that it's government should provide those services, but that is not the case. Another problem we have is that all of us, Matt, we have our dream home, and I always say that to persons. We'd like to know we have a comfortable three-bedroom house. Every bedroom has its own bathroom. We have a nice deck, and we're looking out there, and we have our yacht park on the sea. But the reality sets in that plan, you will have gotten an architect or draftsman to design. Done the estimates. When you go to the bank, you find out that you cannot afford it. Then the people have to go through the process all over at planning. They will have spent money and so. So this is an important partnership that the person do it the right way. They go to the bank first, they get their plans done, they get it approved, they get their estimates done, and then they can go ahead merrily around, no frustration, and get their dream home built.
I'm very happy that you're saying this, and maybe you can help us or guide us here this morning. What are the areas that you would most recommend in Dominica for building purposes at this time? What would you recommend?
Well,
the areas?
What I will tell you, I will not quite... I will not then pinpoint what area should, but there are areas that right now we're working on our national land use plan. And there are areas that we will identify or that will be recommended strictly for agriculture. Dominica is 200 and something square feet, square miles, okay, in area. However, this land space that we do have to do any function, be it agriculture, be it residential, be it factory or whatever, is limited.
Very limited.
So that's
so you're zoning now.
Right. So that's why a national land use plan is so important, because we must take care of our agriculture. And I'm one person who said that if you're hearing about market crashes all over the year, all over the world, and I'm one person, I've always advocated that if things get so bad, one of these out there, the country that can feed itself is the country that will survive the longest. So it's very important that we maintain that agricultural land that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We also must make provision for lands. Every time you hear government, the government is in the business of trying to provide residential lots for persons.
Right.
Land space is limited, government's lands. Although you might say most of the land in Dominica might be government, but it's not. That is not a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Erica has taught us a very important lesson that we have to be careful where we build.
I'm happy. We're having a nice discussion that I wish we could continue having. Because even yesterday, I called a few persons because maybe next week, I'll be having some discussion with a few people from the Peter Savan area. You know, now finding themselves in a lot of difficulty because mortgages have to be paid. Some mortgages have to be paid. Maybe the bank will get in that discussion. So we'll talk a little further. That's not you're doing right now, but that would be that of management. I'm hoping to invite some managers, some top officials of the banks going forward in that discussion. But that is a side, but that is a discussion that we will be willing to have with these people. They're having a lot of difficulty. But what is actually the role of planning, before we go back to the bank, the role of planning in all that regard, if you understand.
Okay, so on the day, what we'll do, we'll give valuable information in terms of when you start the process.
All right.
What is required of you? In terms of your drawings, your proof of ownership, you require to fill an application form and so, and then the process is going forward because environment, in terms of your sewage and wastewater disposal, we have to take care of that.
Right.
Because once you will have built a house, that waste, it has to go somewhere, and it has to go somewhere that we don't have to deal with it later on. So through a referral process, we send out those drawings to environmental health, based on the type of structure you're putting up, how many floors, and so we send it to fire. Other agencies sometimes come into play. If you say you want to build, and it's a so-called sensitive area, they invite agriculture, common works, and the like. So we'll give them that valuable information, so they already know what is required of them, what the steps that are to be taken for that particular proposal in that particular locality. So they will get that information, so they know in terms of going forward what they should do.
All right, the importance of planning, that is very, very fundamental.
Very important.
And let's go back to the credit officer, and then we'll come back to the marketing officer. If you are not given permission by planning, you don't.
No, that's a fundamental requirement. If you don't have planning approval, basically the property that you're going to build on, that is what is going to be the bank security. And if that is compromised, then the bank really is holding nothing as security. So if there's no planning approval, then I mean nothing can really be started.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really make much sense that we move and advance.
So that partnership with planning is very important.
So we advise persons, even not just to build. If, as Eric said, you purchasing land from a person who has 10 acres of land, they must provide us with evidence that they have the planning approval to subdivide. Because if you don't have, or they didn't get the planning approval to subdivide, they may have cut a piece of land for you without access, and then when you come to build, there's an issue. So all of those, we cement our relationship with the planning department, and we ask persons, for your own sake, it's not just for the bank, protect your own self, get the necessary confirmation that everything is nice. And
you wanted to make a point there,
yeah,
sir.
And if I may just add, the NBD, it's the NBD's open house, but they've invited us, and I'm very, very happy that they did that, because their clients, the majority of them, their clients, they were our clients before they become the bank's client.
All right.
And sometimes they become the bank's clients before us, but that's why that partnership, that relationship is so important going forward.
All right, thank you very much. Now, we're talking about the big open house on Saturday. What will happen there, Ms. Rivière? Latouche. That's a Rivière Latouche. I don't know why I'm giving the name.
Rivière. I don't know why you're renaming me.
Uh-huh.
But I'd just like to say last year, it's the second year that we're having this event.
Yes, I remember last year.
Last year was very good and people were very appreciative of the information that they received. This year will actually be bigger. Mm. Last year we only used the downstairs of the parish hall. This year we'll be using both upstairs and downstairs.
Okay.
So upstairs we'll be doing the presentations with the planning division. We'll have a presentation. We'll also have a presentation by Mr. Vivian Trotter, who is a very experienced engineer. And we'll have presentations from three insurance agencies. That's First Domestic Insurance, Sagicor, and Nagico. And downstairs, we'll have a trade show. So we've invited various companies mm-hmm. from the industry to come and give guidance to people who may be interested in purchasing land and buying their homes. And among these, it's just about 20 people. We have real estate agencies. We have Diamond Realty and Century 21. We also have QS, Mr. Jimmy John Baptiste, who will be joining us. Domlec will be on board as well.
Mm-hmm.
And EMS. We have Technical Support Services. We have J.S. Stefan and Company for their home and building. We have Woodwork, electricians, plumbers, you know, the people who are involved in the industry, the people can come and get that kind of information that they need.
All right. So a very important day coming up there on Saturday. So make sure that you're part of that exercise. If you want to call and, of course, ask the questions today, maybe my good friend Eric seemed very capable. He'll answer you on the loan officers here. Credit officers can help you too. Try to tell you how easy it is to get a loan. Will we be at all talking about maybe lowering the interest, maybe?
Our interest rates have recently been lowered, and I mean, we remain as competitive as possible.
Yeah, so what is it right now?
Right now, mortgage interest rate is 6.5%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gone are the days when mortgage rates were 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 6.5%.
That is affordable.
Making it a bit more
very competitive.
Very competitive. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And if you want to call us 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. These are the numbers to call us, 616-4257. You may be at home and thinking about a mortgage at this time. That's the best time to do it.
Or even purchasing land.
Mm-hmm. Agricultural land too?
Residential land, yeah. Agricultural land.
Mm-hmm. You give all types
of whatever land it is they want to purchase, they can come on down and get the information that they need. We encourage people to register, and you can go to any branch. There are registration forms available. It's also available on our website, www.nbdominica.com. Our customers can call in to 255-2611 to register on the phone. Registration is not compulsory. In advance, people can come to the event and register at the event itself.
Okay, so it's a total free event. You know, some people might think,
totally
why
free.
I have to go and pay to listen? No.
That is valuable information, free of charge.
Free of charge.
I'd like to add, Matt.
Add what you want.
We have I gave you a flyer a while ago, right?
Right.
Mm. And there's a beautiful family on it.
Right.
The Francis family. And they attended last year. And because of the information they received, they were able to follow the guidelines that we set, that we, you know, what the advice that we give, they followed it. And today, they actually own their home with no cost overruns, just because they were so precise.
They were advised in the proper way.
Exactly. So we're actually going to have a testimonial from them on Saturday.
All right, let's take a phone call. Somebody's on the line there. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Mark.
Morning.
And your guests. Quick question. What arrangement is in place by NBV for persons who live out of Dominica in terms of wanting to build, but they're actually out of Dominica?
For persons in the diaspora and they want to get in touch, or they want from new information, any information available at this time?
Okay, for persons living in the diaspora, it would be not that much different than the information required to get a mortgage here.
Mm.
But because you're overseas, we would ask you for a little more detailed information. Details on your employment, your tax returns, your credit score. And that is needed to help us to better assess you, because you're not here where we can, okay, go and do various credit reports at the different institutions. So in America, they have this credit bureau that you can log in with your social security number, and it would give you a credit rating. It would give us an indication as to all the credits you have currently, what you have had in the past, how you have paid. And once we have confirmation of your income, and that is usually captured in the tax return, we can assess you accordingly.
Let's take another phone call. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to your guests in studio.
Yes.
Bankers and the planning people. My first comment is that it's a very excellent idea in terms of, you know, discussing at the initial stages of planning.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, while I understand the need to have a conversation with the prospective client.
Okay.
When I say a conversation, I mean you can talk to them, you know, their background, how many kids they have, you know, health background, history, and so on, just in case basically something happens, you know, you're taking out a mortgage, payment is going to be so much, is there anybody in the family with serious illness, how old are the children, they're going to school, university, you may need money in emergency, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand the need for a CV. You're taking a mortgage loan. What is a CV for? A CV is not a job you're applying for. You can have a conversation, but I don't understand the CV. The other thing that I have a problem with in Dominica in particular is this thing that they're telling you after a certain age they don't give you a mortgage loan, and or you have difficulty with young professionals returning and or retired persons who are returning from England or the United States, and they have them give them difficulty in terms of obtaining. These are the people who are accustomed and understand the importance of paying on time and not delaying, because they are in their retirement, whatever income they are getting, they have budgeted basically, okay, I'm going to get a home, so I have to. And I think these are very safe, low-risk customers. The young professionals coming back, and mainly the seniors who are returning from abroad.
But I don't know, I'm trying to be fair here, whether the representatives here can answer some of the questions when they only represent the bank. I don't know. Would you be willing to answer the questions?
Well, Matt, in terms of lending to professionals and going past the retirement age as the caller indicated, if you're an employee, and we know, okay, your age of retirement is going to be 65 years, the bank is not going to be irresponsible and give you a mortgage that is going to take you to 80 years. By 65, your income would have been slashed, and you would be making a lot less. So we have to tailor a package to you that would allow you to live comfortably after retirement, your mortgage has been paid. If you are a business owner, and your business will go on, it's a going concern, it will go way past the retirement age, then we can extend the term for you accordingly. But if you're speaking at a strict employee, we have to be guided by the retirement age. And that is not just to protect the bank, it's also to protect you. Because think of, now you're making $5,000, and when you're at 65, maybe your social security and whatnot brings you down to $2,000. Should we give you a loan that's going to pass retirement into 8 years when you will not be earning that $5,000 anymore?
Very interesting answer here, of course. Miss Marketing?
She asked about the CV. About the CV. And Naren said earlier, Naren mentioned why we asked for the CV earlier. And it's just to safeguard the bank and to let the high authorities know that the person is capable of getting another job, but probably even a better job than they actually have now, to continue servicing the loan in case, you know, their circumstances change at this time.
Okay, but the telephones are going crazy. I know that. It's and we're almost around the time, you know, to wrap it up. Hello, talk to me quickly, and then we'll take...
The guy who called before was talking about retirees or who, you know, asked for loans and so on. And, you know, well, but for some reason or the other, they did not. Well, now my bank has that, because I had to make a plea, because it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that because I'm 65, they can't give me a loan. I wanted a short loan. I tell them, but it's ridiculous. My salary, my pension is more than enough to pay my loan, and this is even better than somebody who's working. My pension, you get that for the rest of your life, whether you're sick, whether you're not working, whatever the situation is, that money is there. Compared to those people who have a job, they might be sick, they might be out of employment. So what is the point? You know, that is what this guy is trying to make you understand. Those people that retired and they're able to pay their loan, then there shouldn't be no problem. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And maybe sometime, some other time, we'll have a discuss on that. But we're going forward with the open house, and we're going to wrap it up to tell us what is going down on Saturday.
Okay, so once again, we invite people who may be thinking about purchasing land, building their home, renovating or implementing energy strategies to come to the event. It's a free event this Saturday from 11 o'clock at the Goodwill Parish Hall. And we invite people to register, visit any branch or our website, www.nbdominica.com, or call in to 255-2611. People may also register upon entry at the event this Saturday. And we have the information will come from the planning division, Mr. Trotter, who is a very experienced engineer, insurance agencies, and people will have the opportunity to interact with several stakeholders in the industry. Again, it's a free event. Come one, come all. Tell your family, tell your friends to come to the Goodwill Parish Hall at 11 a.m. this Saturday.
Thank you very much for coming this morning. It was
Thank
a total pleasure.
Thank you.
I wish I could continue the discussion, but some of the time. Eric, thank you. It was
thank you.
A good friend. Trendsetter?
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We'll see
thank
you again, trendsetter. Maybe next year, Calypso.
That's right. All right.